You're listening to the podcast, Carlos Avalon, My Music, My Life. Thank you for tuning in. And now, here's your host, Carlos Avalon.
I should have asked you for your number, and if you'd like for me to go.
Hello again and welcome back, my dear listeners. I appreciate you so much. Gonna do something a little different this time. Let me tell you, when the pandemic hit and all my gigs were canceled, is when I was told and I realized I gotta stay out there. I gotta keep doing things, and that's how the podcast came to mind, and that's when I started planning to do a podcast. However, the idea to do a podcast was primarily to showcase all the songs that I've recorded and tell you a story about why I chose each of them. By that I mean not only the ones that I wrote myself, which were very personal situations in my life that inspired me to write them, but it was why in the world did I pick the cover songs that I've recorded through the years and each of them. There was a reason why we chose that song, why something about each of those cover songs, those of you that are listening to them on streaming, those of you that have the physical CDs, albums, each one of them I had a reason to record, and I was going to tell you a story about each of them and then play the song. Then as we did the research, we realized that I could not acquire the rights to play the cover songs. And so, the podcast, rather than being about all music, my music, and playing my songs every single episode, had to change. So, at that time when we realized we couldn't do it, we decided, okay, do we drop this idea? But everybody said, no, you gotta stay relevant, you gotta be out there, so go for it. Everybody is starting to do podcasts. And so I went at it anyway. I'm grateful that you've listened. Hopefully you've learned a lot about me, who I am, what I am, about my profession. So the only songs that I can feature and play, actually, are songs that I totally own and control. And so let me explain why that's the situation. You know, now the writer's strike in Hollywood and all that. Streaming, first of all, Apple changed how music was distributed. It killed record stores and so on. But the publishing companies, the record companies, found a way of figuring out a way for the artists to get paid, although not as much as from sales at a store. But that was figured out. Now, what's going on with the writer's strike is because streaming came along, and they hadn't yet figured out the right compensation for writers. Well, along came podcasting, speaking of the music industry and podcasting. Well, we're exactly at the same point. We haven't, the organizations, the record companies, the publishing companies, have not yet figured out a way how, if I play a cover song on a podcast, how the owner of that cover song, the writer, I'll use Solitaire, Neil Sedaka, and the publishing company that manages, in essence, the song, how they get paid. And that's why, until that's figured out, like radio has been, yes, they figured out from day one in the 20s, whenever radio came about, how the artists would receive something for their songs being played on the radio. The same with television, synchronization rights. All that's been figured out. Podcasting has not yet been. So for now, I can only play my songs. The reason why I said this is going to be a little different is that's all I'm going to do today. I've talked enough. I'm going to play three songs that I own. So today, this is a music podcast. A musical episode. First, we're going to go with a song that many of you like. That's why I keep putting it in front of you and making you listen to it. And I'm going to ask Michael, my editor, to play I Should Have Asked You For Your Number, a country song, a vocal song. Then we're going to play my song, O Pianista, meaning The Pianist, a great song that I wrote that features accordion and guitars. And then we're going to play a song that I still think one day could be a love theme in the movie, if I can get the right people to listen to it and pick it up, and then it would make me a rich man. I'm going to give you I Think You Should Know. So here, for a change, are three of my songs. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. But stay tuned and enjoy three of my own songs. Thank you, Michael. Play the songs.
Was just another night of singing. The lights were down, the crowd was gone. On my way out, I hit the bar. The moon was full, it felt like fun. There I saw that lovely face that I had seen the night before. I walked on over and said hi. We hit it off right from the start. I should have asked you for your number, and if you'd like for me to call, 'cause I think I really like you, and once again I'd like to see you. Instead I let you walk away without knowing where to find you. Now each night I sit and pray that you'll come back to me someday. We had some drinks, we called to life. You were so young and still in school. Oh, there's so much I'd like to teach you and learn a thing or two from you. When it was time to say goodnight, I couldn't believe how time could fly. You said you knew just where to find me. You left and I felt like a fool. I should have asked you for your number, and if you'd like for me to call, 'cause I think I really like you, and once again I'd like to see you. Instead I let you walk away without knowing where to find you. Now each night I sit and pray that you'll come back to me someday. Perhaps I'd better stop my dreaming. There was someone else there with you. Though he was nice while we were talking, was he your friend or your lover? I should have asked you for your number, and if you'd like for me to go, I think I really like you, and once again I'd like to see you. Instead I let you walk away without knowing where to find you. Now each night I sit and pray that you'll come.
you for listening. Please join us again in 2 weeks for another episode of Carlos Avalon, My Music, My Life.